Now, we are living longer and longer, but might there be a limit to that? A study carried out on 75,000 people between 1986 and 2015 has concluded that there might be, on average, the outer limit is about 115 years. On the line is one of the people behind the study, Professor John Inmal. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon.
Could you start perhaps by explaining to us what is extreme value theory, how you crunched all these numbers?
So it's a branch of statistics, of mathematical statistics, which especially deals with the tail of the distribution. And what do we mean with the tail? Well, in the application we are going to talk about how old people can get. The tail are just the very old people, so the people who are, say, above 95 years old or so. So if you talk, for instance, about sports records, then the tail of the distribution are just the performances of the fastest runners or the highest jumpers or so. So the tail are just the best or the oldest or the most extreme people or objects in some data set. And extreme value theory is, as I said, a part of statistics that is particularly tailored to deal with that with problems of this type. So we actually look at the gaps between the data points. So if you look at old people, you can take the oldest one in a given year, and then the second oldest, and then the third oldest, and the fourth oldest, and so on. And if these gaps are getting wider, if you go from younger to older, then this points to a high lifespan, a high maximal lifespan. If they are getting smaller, these gaps, then there is a kind of wall and we find a finite and a not so high lifespan. That's essentially what we are doing. But of course, I could tell for hours about it.
Yes. So would I be right in saying then that you found the gap wasn't so wide in the people you studied?
Indeed, yes. So what we asked ourselves was, can people kind of not live forever, but if you're very old, say you're 110, can you always live one more year? And if you're 111, can you live for another year and so on? Or is there actually a ceiling or a wall, as I sometimes call it? And what we found, and we have very clear statistical evidence for that, is that there is indeed a wall. So we cannot live forever, say. We cannot reach 200 years. Mm. But I have to say immediately that we base our, as statisticians, we base our results on data, and data are, of course, recordings of the past. So I'm not saying what can happen in 100 years from now if things change or so. But what we see is that now, the last 30 years, there is definitely such a ceiling. So indeed, these gaps, what you refer to, they are getting smaller instead of larger.
And so what did you find was the ceiling for women and for men?
The first thing we looked at is if this ceiling, so if there is a ceiling, it might be that the ceiling is every year a little bit different. But the first thing we found was that this ceiling is more or less the same. So the people who died in 1986, that was our first year, and the people who died in 2015, they had about the same ceiling. And then the question is, of course, very interesting, what is this ceiling? And that's the most complicated part of the story, because there we really have to extrapolate. We have to say something about ages that were never reached before by anybody, at least not in the Netherlands. And then we found for every year, we found a so-called point estimate. And then I could give you all these numbers, but that's not so interesting. But they are all variable. And the average value that we found for women was 115.7, and for men it was 114.1. But there are a few people in the past, not in the Netherlands, but in our countries, who were older. But if we take the uncertainty into account in our procedures, then we can also incorporate them so they fit with our models.
Are there any statistics on previous periods prior to 1986 that indicate it's different then, that perhaps that ceiling figure was rising?
So the first person who became 110 years old, that's called a super centenarian, was actually by chance a Dutch person, according to most demographers. And this person died. He became 110 years and a few days, I think, or some days. And he died in 1899, which is long ago, which is almost 120 years ago. So that means that between then and now, there is not much of a change. So this is just based on one observation. But if there would be a steep increase in this ceiling, then the ceiling couldn't have been 110 or more in 1899, but it would have been like, I don't know, 90 or 100 or so.
Mm.
But I do not know precise scientific results on this.
Yeah. So essentially, this doesn't mean that a person couldn't live past 114 or 115. Just generally speaking, they will be the ceilings for people.
Yes, these are the ceilings. And if it's really a hard ceiling, then nobody can live beyond that, at least not at the moment. But as I told you, these ceilings, they are point estimates, as we call them. So there is some uncertainty. And if we incorporate this uncertainty, then we end up somewhere in the early 120s, but certainly not at 140 or 150 or something like that. So you can say for women it's 115.7, but if you want to be on the very safe size, you can say 122, 123, but not more.
Mm. Now, this was from a study of 75,000 people who'd passed away. Were there indications within your statistics of what were people tending to live into the 70s, 80s, 90s? You know, a larger cohort of people were there.
So the numbers I know by heart is that we looked at people who became 95 every year. So we looked in 1986 and 1987 and so on until 2015. How many people became 95? And then during these 30 years, the number of people who became 95 kind of trebled. So it was three times as high in 2015 than in 1986. So even the old people are getting older. So there are more people above 95. But at the very top, so the first and the second and the third one, so the really oldest people, they did not become older during these 30 years. So the same ceiling as I told before.
Professor John Einmal is a statistician, one of the three people who study the human lifespan. John, thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.